From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
Well, welcome back, boys and girls, to part two of Postcard from Pop Rap with me, Eric Wiltshire, and across the pond it is...
It's me! And I've found the email!
My word. I can't believe
this. Nice. Do you want me to read it? Yeah?
Go on then, read. The email, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, has flooded in this week, and this is it.
Right, here I go, reading in my best reading voice.
Is this your BBC voice?
No, I'd never use a BBC voice, man. No, this is my Mancunian cool guy voice.
Oh, go on,
ready?
Right, ready.
You see, I'll deepen my voice.
Right.
Oh, then I became Scottish. Right, you ready?
Yes.
This is the message. Right, we can't spend all day on this message, Eric. You might like it, but you're really pushing it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Should I do it then?
Yes.
Should I read it? All right,
well,
here
get
we
on
go.
With it then, for God's sake.
I'm going to do it now, but you keep interrupting me. Are you ready? Here we go. This is a message off Dory Bridge. I've got to be honest, I'm not quite sure where Dory's from, but I think she's in the UK.
Hello, anyway, Dory.
Hello, Dory. Thanks for the email. We're going to read it now, you know. I'm actually going to read it absolutely in a few minutes when I finish telling people I'm going to read it. You ready? Right. I've been... What? You've just interrupted me again!
Go on.
All right. This is a message off Dory. Dory Bridge.
Right.
I've been listening from day one. And like the fact I can pick up the programme at any time to suit me. Just Google RTI FM. I think you've written this to me, you know. And you're in. Oh, no. You're in another zany world for an hour. You're in another zany world for an hour. Sometimes it's informative. Sometimes controversial. Dory, learn to spell. Sometimes hilarious. Always unpredictable and addictive. Lee in his cottage in the English countryside, cosy with a wood fire and 6-foot shark. Sitting on a jumbo jet. She does listen to it, doesn't she?
She does.
Yeah, and then it says, an Eric in the state-of-the-art studio in Slovakia.
We ain't got there yet.
Yeah, Eric in his state-of-the-art studio in Slovakia.
Yes.
The mother hen. Regaining control. Order, order, order. 3 pints of lager, please. Loved it when BT let the internet fail in Lee's village. He ended up sitting in his car in the next one village, wired up to some strange... It just goes on and on and on. She's gone on for it. Oh, look at this one.
What?
I'm not. She's used it. She's used the A word without the H on it, so it's...
Yes.
Anyway, yeah. Yes. She just says, I think it's really nice. She just says it's really good. She's enjoying it. That was it, really.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Dory. Do get in touch with me if you want to, boys and girls. We'll read them out. We're happy to
do that.
Give
us a call, Dory.
I'm working on that.
What? Being able to phone?
Yes. I'm sitting here looking at the box. And I've got the wires. I just haven't had the time yet to sort of plug it all together yet. But it's very close to being able to call us on a standard rate number. Not one of these premium rate numbers, but a standard rate number. All right? So look out for that coming up, boys and girls. That is a fact. That's going to be coming along very, 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 very soon. Moving along quickly, we won't do the whole of this story, but there's been a big, big thing going on in the government in the UK about online piracy.
Yeah.
You can look it up on the BBC website because no doubt they'll cover it where others won't.
Eventually.
Stop it. And there's one bit that I love about it because the Pirate Party UK, which is genuinely a political party and was born out of Pirate Bay, which had all the problems, they campaign on the issue of piracy and what you can and can't do. And version of events goes like this. Therefore, it's I can't do this for laughing.
I'm going to have a look at the story, see what you're laughing at. I was just like, get off
with
that one.
The Pirate Party ended up by saying, today's events clearly demonstrate we cannot rely on the front bench of any party to respect or understand the internet and modern technology.
I think he's got a point.
I really has. He's got an absolutely brilliant part. But anyway, apparently this bill that was going through the UK Parliament has been sent back because the Lords don't like it. Marvellous. But I have to say that for most of the MPs who are living in the digital decade, as it's been called, they ain't got a clue how to even turn the computer on.
Well, I know, and I tell you what, this proves to me, and, you know, you must admit, we, lady and gentlemen, Eric and I talk now and again during the week, just ideas that we've got or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been, just studying the internet a little bit more than I have in the past.
Right.
And, you know, the conclusion I've come to, and I can back this up to the hilt, although I think you're going to object, that actually, you know what, the internet just isn't moving with the times. Well, we have laws.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Protect people like and stop this piracy and ripping off of copyright and anything else to do with illegals. And the internet has wiped it. It's like going back into the Wild West. It's like going back into, you know, it is a lawless place to be now.
Get off your horse and drink your milk.
Yeah, at least you use the H.
Yes. I did indeed. Oh, you put me right off now because I've got a great comment to make from there and I've lost it now. Blast. There's one thing. This you're going to like.
About the two gay cowboys?
Stop it. You're going to like this one. You're going to love this comment. Actually, people always keep saying that the internet will kill newspapers. No, it won't. It's got nothing to do with it at all. That's rubbish.
Newspapers are going to. We had this conversation last week. Newspapers are going to take over the internet.
I think
because
we are the experts.
We can do everything.
There is a possibility that some magazines or very specialist services they could go because of the internet, because the demand is so very, very small. It's better to send out an e-zine fan letter than it is to cut down a few trees in the rainforest and produce a thing.
It's just not worth it. What's happened to the pornography industry? You know, the print pornography industry.
I think that's gone on the internet, hasn't it?
Yeah, but what's happened to the print industry? What's happened to it? Do you not buy porn magazines anymore? I'm asking you because I know of your predilection.
This is true. I walked into a shop in Ashford in Kent many years ago. As there was a story breaking that none of us could find out about in the industry. And apparently there was an advert been placed in a gentleman's magazine. Yeah. And so I walked into this shop and it was a young lady with me as well. And we walked in and said, "Have you got said magazine?"
So what was it?
I'm not telling you. I'm not giving them free adverts.
It still exists?
Yes.
Not Rodox.
So said very embarrassed man behind the counter said,
"When you get to our age, that becomes Radox."
Man says, "Yes, sir." So I said, "Can I have a receipt for it, please?" And he looked at me as if to say, "Yes, okay then, man with woman receipt." And you can see all these things going through his brain. All I wanted to do was read his bloody advert, which was so obscure you couldn't find any information about it, but never mind. Anyway, moving along. There's a couple of things that come out of that. One of which is, you know, there's so much the internet can do, and there is a lot of positives to it. There'll always be the negative whinges.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
The other thing that you mentioned, keeping up with technology, and this is something we've worked on, and I would implore listeners to do this. Don't junk your computer just because it's running a little bit slow.
This is a very, very good point.
Do not junk it.
You told me something about this week.
Well, this is Lee and Eric's Consumer Watch as we join forces for the first 2 seconds of this bit of the show.
To clean up your machine.
Well, yeah, there's a couple of things. And the truth is that if you give your computer a laptop or whatever, a bit of TLC, you don't often need a new one because there's actually nothing wrong with it. It's just so cluttered up with junk that you don't realise it. And all right, and I'm not going to do this for everybody because I just don't have the time. I'm sorry. We had a session I know you're going to take the mickey out before. We had a little session where I was accessing Lee's computer over in the UK from where I am in Poprad in Slovakia.
Oh, right. I understand what you're talking about. We had a little session.
We had a little session. And Lee was always complaining about the computer would sort of stop in the middle of things, and it was slow, and it was this, and it was that, and it was that.
And don't I have a phenomenally fast computer?
You do, actually. You have a really, really modern computer. And it was running like a flipping dinosaur in terms of computers. And all we did was give it a little bit of TLC.
Did dinosaurs run?
Well, kind of, but sluggishly.
And yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, quite a good description.
Yeah. And if you were to invest in going to your local, not one of the big ones, but your local computer store, the one that's run by the bloke with the beard and the grey hair and all that sort of stuff, you know, if you got an hour of his time, which wouldn't cost you a lot of money, you can revitalise your computer and save yourself hundreds of pounds. And... yeah. Save yourself all the hassle of having to change the data from one computer to another, which never works out right anyway. You'll lose some.
I know. You do, don't you? That's a very good point, because I lost a novel.
A what?
A novel.
You lost your novel?
Quarter of a million words just went. I did find it again, because I've still got it on the old computer. Transferring it, it vanished.
Yeah, and I would say this to people who've got satellite systems at home. Spend 60 quid or whatever it is to get it serviced once a year, and it'll work better, and it'll work longer.
Don't you have to wear a space suit?
No, you don't have to go 26,000 miles up in the sky. So,
well, that's it, isn't it? Yeah, that's a stairway.
Sorry, 26,000 kilometres. I do apologise.
It's still a bit of a stairway to heaven. Otherwise, how do people in wheelchairs cope with the stairway to heaven?
They have a motorised one.
What, like a stair of stairs?
Gotcha.
I want to go on that.
A bit of a serious story coming up next, boys and girls. And I think... And credit goes to this for Lee finding this story, but I think it really proves how stupid red tape is getting out of hand.
I think this is unbelievable, and unfortunately, you know, we've had a bit of a laugh up tonight in this particular show, and this really just takes the heart out of it. I can't believe that our firefighters, the British firefighters, have actually done this. And the reason behind them doing it is just shocking. There was a woman in Scotland who fell down a mine shaft.
Right.
And she was lay there for 6 hours.
Right.
Lay at the bottom of the mine shaft. People knew she was there. And for the bulk of the time that she was down there, the paramedics and the firefighters were above there for hours. They sat there or stood there and watched her actually dying. And the reason was because the equipment they brought with them and the size of the crews that they got with them went against a health and safety memo that they'd had.
I don't believe it. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
The memo said, very simply, that your position is that while you were supplied with safe working at height equipment... it could not be used. This could be used to bring up firefighters, but it could not be used to bring up members of the public.
That's unreal. And I'll tell you, there's two reasons for that. Yeah, two reasons for that, Lee. One of which, the idiotic rules about you can go and sue somebody if you slip over on a banana skin in a factory.
Yeah, exactly.
And the second one is the amount of people that are employed to write gibberish to stop things happening. And I'm sorry, boys and girls, the politically correctness... attitude of the world has got to stop. It's got to stop. It's going to be more and more stories like this. I'm so gutted for the family, and equally I'm gutted for the actual guys that wanted to do something.
Yeah. They were standing there, they wanted to do something and didn't do it because of the memo, because they would have been breaking the rules. You know what? But you know what shocks me more about this?
Go on.
That eventually one bloke did go down.
Yep.
And he brought her back up. Mm-hmm. And on the way, she'd been down there that long, she had a heart attack and died.
Unbelievable.
Well, I think we should move on to something more interesting.
Yeah, indeed. Chickens.
Oh, this is terrible. This is murder most foul.
Isn't it? Do you know they've been giving away chickens to a town in Belgium? And the idea is that... it's going to help sort of the ecology and the environment by people actually collecting their own eggs. And they have to sign a bit of paper to say they won't kill the chicken for at least 2 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's true. only happened in Belgium.
This happened in Devon. If people are going to take offence at me laughing at this, then well, take offence. Yeah. Because I just think this
you're
is
the
so
loud minority.
Yeah. This is a fox, right? Right, as foxes do in the countryside, it spotted like a chicken pen and tore its way into it because there were all the chickens waiting. You know what happened?
What?
The chickens pecked it to death.
Oh, no!
That serves it right. Yeah. It won't be going in there again. In the family said it couldn't believe it anyway. Now. And there was this fox lay on the floor, dead. And all the chickens are walking around.
Got that one in.
Well, that was a pigeon, wasn't it? There was a pigeon in there as well. Yeah, and it was the cockerel and everything. It's just brilliant. I'd just say, good on you, chicken.
Yeah, go for it, boys and girls. You see, there's another thing that proves my point. That the animal world will do the most amazing things in its own way, in its own time, when it feels like it. That's what Mother Nature does.
What, you're sort of saying that these chickens have now evolved?
No, it's always been...
chickens, and then they're going to take on the wolves and
it's
the
always been
bears of Slovakia.
It's always been the case. I mean, when I was a small boy, I remember going to my great auntie's house and wondering why in this big farm that she had, there was no dog.
What did you nick?
I didn't nick anything. And the truth was, her dogs were not dogs at all. They were geese. And I'll tell you what, nobody ever came in and had a go at that farmhouse.
Could you not tell? Because geese only have two legs. When she told you they were dogs, you said, well, there must have been an accident.
Yeah, right. Yeah, don't drum on about it.
That's a leg joke, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just hopping around on that one. The fact is, Mother Nature will do what it wants. And it does. It's just that humans get in the way of it and mess it all up. Anyway, moving along, we've got loads more stories to try and squeeze in for you. This is Postcard from Pop Rad Boys and Girls with me, Eric Wiltshire, and Lee Banks over on the pond. He is the pond life of Europe. So what's this about an unmarried... Oh, I think this is ridiculous.
Oh, well, no, I don't know if I want to do this one, actually.
But
I
it is getting a bit disgusting. Silly, isn't it?
Well, I suppose it is, really. There's been a new survey, as you can tell.
Yeah,
where the number of families in the UK, right? And I've got to say, as much as a lot of people will object to this as well, that this is all down to the Labour government, right?
Oh,
there are a lot
not.
Of families now that have mothers and grandmothers who are both single parents. They've never been married and they've lived on handouts all that time.
Yeah. But, Lee,
but why is this happening?
I remember this, and I can't tell you why, because it'd be a bit difficult. But I remember as a small boy saying, why did that lady get that money then? And the response was, she's on social benefit.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
I remember asking those questions.
But it is a bit different nowadays, though.
Yeah, it's only different because the volume's gone up. I don't mean volume is in audio.
That, you know what you do get? You get a house.
Mm-hmm.
You get money to live on.
Yes.
You get money for childminding, even though you're not going to work. You get everything that you need. And that's why this new Labour government social service system, is actually destroying the very fabric of society. The government stood up and said, we are there to protect the family. We want to get the family to we want families to get back together again. And what we do now, people just don't get married because they can't afford it. The average wage in Britain's, 26 grand now?
Yeah.
So out of that, you might pick up £1,400 a month. Not even that, maybe. But you pick up, say, round about a grand. Go on the dole, have your rent paid. Your rent could be £400 a month. Have money to live in. There's £800 a month. Have whatever else you can get. There's your £1,000 a month. Why go to work?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You can go and do a little bit in the black economy as well, can't you?
Oh, as if a British person would do that.
Nobody would do that in Pondonic City.
Yeah. We'll save ahead. We've got a possible story of a Czech fire lunatic coming up, which appeals to my sense of humour. But first of all, we've got to do, because otherwise we'll run out of time on it like we did last week.
Yeah.
We've got to do Lee Banks Consumer Corner.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, I don't actually have any great thing to sort of report as a great victory.
So you mean that was a naff build-up then?
No, you've got to hear me out. Oh. I'm a journalist. I do dropped intros, dear.
Yeah,
I've just realised what that meant.
Yeah.
No, he said, no, this is good news, but it goes with a salutary warning.
Uh-oh.
Well, as everybody will know, in Britain, the housing market has taken off. My alter ego as a building developer is starting to pay dividends again.
Right.
I am seeing things that I can do in this world. I can build houses and things like that.
Right.
And that's because the government are saying that we're doing all right here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Interest rates have come down. You can actually now get mortgage deals for as little as 3.5%.
Well, that's a joke, isn't it? That's an absolute joke. What's the interest rate? What's the interest rate in the UK now? 0.5%.
Absolutely.
So it's not exactly giving it away, is it? At 3.5%, they're making good profits out of that.
Well, when they used to, it used to be 7.5%, didn't it?
Yeah, but that's when the
4% better off.
Yeah, but your bank rate was different then, a lot higher.
Yeah,
so how come, Mr. Consumer Corner Person, if the bank rate is 0.5% from the Bank of England, how come it's grown to 3.5% by the time it comes out to mortgage people?
I rest that part of my case by you asking that question. You've just answered the point.
Mm.
Being stitched.
Absolutely.
Now, here's the next bit. This is something that we did, RTI FM, right? Postcard from Poprad did. Well, I did it, but I said it was from there. Anyway, we had a guinea pig went in a bank.
What?
Right? We had a guinea pig went in a bank.
Right.
Not a real guinea pig. Not one of those, like, a bigger fat hamster.
Oh.
I mean, a human being who was acting like a guinea pig. Go on.
You mean a test person?
Yeah, that's the word.
A secret shopper.
A secret shopper. Yeah, that's what we got. No, it wasn't a secret borrower. Anyway,
yes.
Right? He went into a bank for a £10,000 loan. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Went in the bank. He got a little, or as far as they were concerned, he got a little income. He got about just less than £1,000, round about the average take-home pay.
Right.
And he wanted a £10,000 loan. Do you know what they did in the bank? You know, because bank managers don't get involved in, like, bank work anymore, do they? So some person behind the hill gave him a form to fill in.
Yeah.
Right, he had to fill in how much your rent was, counts, blah, 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 put all the things in. And the criteria now for lending you £10,000 is that you had £500 a month expendable income.
Hey, that doesn't make sense.
No, because the loan is 280 quid.
Right.
Right, costs you 280 quid a month, roughly.
Right.
Right. Now, that leaves you with £55 a week.
Right.
Right, to spend on, what, electric, petrol, food, beer, whatever you want to spend it on.
You can't have any beer if you're taking our loan. I'm sorry, that's banned.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But this is the new lending policy that the government has introduced. As long as you've got £500 expendable income, they will allow you to have a loan. And your ability to get a mortgage has grown out of all proportion.
Right.
So now, because interest rates are supposedly so low, so now you can have a mortgage.
Yes.
And you can have a loan.
Right.
So you can put a deposit on a house.
So what you're saying is then that when me as a consumer walks into a bank, I do all the sums, and on this form I do the sums, and it says that leaves you with £55 a week, Eric, to live on and do everything else.
And that's fine.
And I go, oh, yippee, I can do that easy.
And you can have your own house for a few months.
Yeah. And therefore, I'm stupid enough as a consumer to go, yippee, that's easy, I can do that.
Yeah, of course
you do.
Of course you do.
You can't blame
that's
the bank for that.
Of course you can blame the bank for that. You can blame the government for that.
Why?
What's happened, Eric? We have just been through, the whole of the world virtually has just been to hell and back because of what the banks and the governments have done as far as lending is concerned.
Mm.
People have been bankrupted. People in my building developers like me, they've been bankrupted. I wasn't bankrupted, but I've certainly suffered.
Yes.
Everything went wrong. Woolworths shut down. Every banks were closed.
Uh-huh.
You know what we've done now?
What?
Nothing's changed. We said, yeah, if you got 55 quid a week left in your pocket, that'll keep you going.
Right.
Have some more money. Well,
but I didn't hear any of these people who were making oodles of money complaining when they were making huge amounts of money in the 80s and 90s. They should have put some money by for a rainy day so that when it's a bad year, you got the money left to pay off. What's the big problem with that?
But these aren't the people we're talking about. We're talking about young people who are trying to start. Like, for instance, there's a bloke of, 27 years? Who I know. Good job. It's not a bad job. He can earn himself 300 quid a day, right?
Right.
So you could say, because he doesn't work all the time, just say he's got £1,000 a week.
Right.
That's £4,000 a month. He'll have to pay a bit of tax. He might end up with £3,000 of that.
Right.
That's not bad, £3,000 in your hand.
No.
For the last 3 years, he's not been able to buy a house because people wouldn't lend him money as a mortgage or anything. Now, all he's got to do is prove he's got 55 quid a week. The bank will lend him the deposit.
Ridiculous.
Then he has to go to the mortgage people. They'll give it him. And he'll be all right. But the people who are on the average take-home pay of, say, £1,000 a month, it's a hell and back.
Yeah, I know. It's always... A statement of fact, actually, if you think about it, those that are dead straight, do all the right numbers, blah, 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 never get damn all. Those that will play with the numbers and play with this and play with that will always get a good bung at the end of the day. That's the way the world goes round. Sorry.
You're quite right, but it doesn't make it right.
It doesn't make it right, mate. I quite agree with you.
The situation has remained exactly as it was. We're back to square one. We'll lose our money again in 10 years.
I couldn't agree with you more. Anyway, we're about almost out of time, so I'm going to remind you before we get to the end and go, do it too quickly. If you would like to get in touch with the programme, as some of you do and are struggling to do, the first place is to go via studio at the radio station that you're listening to us on. Compliments are always welcome, but even criticism, we don't mind. We might be nasty to you, but that's our prerogative. So get hold of studio.
I'm going to write that down. We must put that into our
maxi. You can easily get hold of us at Postcard from Pop Rat on Facebook. That's a really easy way to do it, and that is an open page, so anybody can go. You don't even have to be a member to see the news coming up on there. And so that's the best way to get in touch with us. And
I do. We'll always reply to you.
Do you?
Well, you will.
Will I?
No, I will.
All right.
Now, we'll find somebody who will. Sorry, carry on. This is really important.
Why is it important?
Just spit it out, man.
All right. Ding. And
we're back to the BBC.
Yes. Yeah, don't forget to write your MP. That's the best way to do it. So there you are, boys and girls. Take care. This is Postcard from Pop Rat. We're going to take our leave now. Say goodbye to you. Say goodbye, Lee.
Goodbye, everybody.
He doesn't... I try it every week. We'll try that again. Say goodbye, Lee.
Goodbye, Lee.
Eureka. And from me, Eric Wiltshire, goodbye. See you again soon. Take care. Goodbye, everybody.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.